The next morning, Whisper appeared again. This time, he brought a friend, Lila the songbird, with feathers shimmering blue and gold. Lila perched on Annie's shoulder and sang a tune so sweet that Annie's heart lifted at once. "Do you see, Annie?" Whisper asked. "Beauty speaks. It sings, it shines, it multiplies. If you pay attention, it fills your heart, and when your heart is full, good things come your way." Annie listened to the song and felt lighter. But how can noticing beauty bring more? Lila flapped her wings. "It's called the law of attraction. What you focus on grows. If you look at what you lack, you call for more lack. If you look at what is lovely, you invite more loveliness." Whisper added, "Gratitude is a magnet. When you thank the world gives you more to thank it for." Annie thought about her cottage. She thought about her mother's warm bread, the brook's sparkle, and the meadow's flowers. She realized she had never truly said thank you for them. That day, Annie whispered aloud, "Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the daisies. Thank you for the brook's song." And though nothing changed right away, Annie noticed she was smiling without even trying. Chapter 4. The Abundant Garden. The next week, Annie decided to test what Whisper and Lila had said. She planted a small garden behind the cottage. She dug the soil, placed seeds of carrots, beans, and marigolds, and watered them with care. Every morning, she stood in her garden and said, "Thank you for these seeds. Thank you for the soil. Thank you for the rain that will come." Her neighbor, old Mr. Pottle, laughed when he saw her. "Talking to dirt won't grow you any carrots, girl." He chuckled. But Annie just smiled and whispered, "Thank you, anyway."